That night, under a Chinese noon and an Indian sun and a Catford Street lamp, a raiding party under Moriarty crept up on Ned's sleeping legs.
Psst. Padlock!
No, I'm not. What? Oh. What is it, darling?
This. There's a hand on the end of my leg.
It's strange. I've got feet on the end of mine.
Stand up, Nutty. Look, those Chinese legs.
What? I say, look here. Stop and scream my legs at once.
Don't move, Nutty. This finger is loaded with bones.
My leg's gone. Gone and never called me mother.
Never mind, lad. Here, get this pair of skates under you. Now, off you go.
The loss of his legs was brought to the notice of the United Nations, who've always been at a loss.
Gentlemen. That's got that nail in. Remember the subject? It's a question.
Speak up in the back there.
Of Sigurd's legs. What?
May I? He's dead, Henry.
What, again? Who is he?
I don't know. Oh, wait, there's a label on his foot.
What does it say, Min?
This is a foot.
Never mind his dingle, what about my legs?
As an American representative and major shareholder, and you know, I decide and suggest we send a Marine task force, the American Sixth Fleet, John Brown's body, the Fifth Amendment, Marilyn Monroe, new widescreen version of Fred Hur in Spintelican color, to attack Ahm and his China and restore the status quo of this man's leg for democracy. Let us scrap the atom bomb to save the Chinese and show the tender shred of true love that lives in Wall Street and Time magazine and all those things in America that we all hold precious, and that precious American quality called money.
Tar, part four. The Great World War III for Neddy's legs.
This is London calling in the Barbary Sea. Undersea service report from the front. Today, American Marines occupied the heights of Neddy Seagoon's knees and are attacking down his shins towards the hairy ankle area. It is expected that by dawn, his feet will be occupied by foot soldiers. I myself will be in bed. Football. Greek Wanderers 3, Bolton 676. There was an accident at the corner of Burke Street when a bicycle knocked over a red lantern. Anybody seeing the accident, keep quiet, as the driver was a policeman.